so much to pack into the programme. We're going to have to squeeze away from Florence and the Machine and allow her to actually talk about what the water gave her in times to come. But still in the studio, we have Jodie and Emily, who will be also around for the next hour of the American Dream Team. Dave Kenyon with us again for the remaining part of the production. And online, yes, we've built up to this, etc. We were saying, what does it mean? What strange things are we actually talking about from that point of view? We looked at the Anglo-Saxon notion of nimming as to take without consent, to just take something. You know, what is Nimming Ned? NimmingNed.com. Toby Hodgkinson, would you like to share with us what is Nimming Ned?
Good evening, Alex. Yeah, thanks for giving me a call about it.
Well, there you go. We always like to get directly in touch with the musicians themselves, particularly if they're performing at the Jolly Brewer.
Absolutely, which is a wonderful, wonderful venue in Lincoln. You're lucky to have it. Well, I'll tell you exactly what Nimming Ned is. As a sort of rough translation, it means a thieving rogue.
Ah.
And we're thieving rogues, and that's the nature of the band. And the actual character, Nimming Ned, appeared as a bit part character, if you like, in a 1700s play by John Gay called The Beggar's Opera, and you might be familiar with people like Mac Heath, who later became better known as Mac the Knife in the Threepenny Opera in the 1920s, which was a Kurt Weill and Bertolt Brecht production. It's all to do with...
Don't forget Lottie Lenya. Never forget Lottie Lenya. She was in that as well.
How could you possibly forget her?
Exactly. Yeah, Lord. I mean, Rosa Klebb by any other name.
Indeed.
We had a listen.
That's a bit unfair.
It's true, Dave. She was Rosa Klebb from Russia with Love, as well as doing a whole range of other bits and pieces. We're going to have a chat about some of this fabulous stuff, but I think it's fair to say that neither Dave nor Emily nor Jodie have actually encountered Mr. Blood before. Have you, Jodie?
No, I can't say I have.
Have you, Emily?
No.
No. Have you, Dave?
No.
No. So I think, you know, it's time to actually expose these fine folk and the dear listener to this particular little track. Would you like to introduce it? It's an exciting number. It's a little rollicking number. Would you like to actually share with us, Toby, why have we actually gone for Mr. Blood?
I would be delighted to share it. It's off our forthcoming CD, which is being released next month on Folkwit Records. It's Mr. Blood, and the idea behind Mr. Blood is he's one of those sort of bad guys that when you can't sleep at night and you've got the bed creaking and the floorboards groaning, you think, what's that noise? And there's somebody waiting to get you, and it's Mr. Blood.
a psycho violin coming
in at the
end.
I bet you loved that Beatles-esque ending, didn't you?
I wouldn't have necessarily sort of drawn that Beatles conclusion, but yeah, it worked well. A slight sort of insertion from another little group called Nero there, but never mind, that's Mr. Computer acting up.
Yeah.
Okay, Emily, what did you think of Mr. Blood?
Yeah, very good. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Good enough for you to actually say, not doing much this Saturday evening, I think I should go down to the Jolly Brewer and see these guys.
Unfortunately, I'm back home this weekend.
Back home.
However, I can recommend it.
There we are. This is great. And Jodie, what are your thoughts on Mr. Blood, Nimming Ned, the naughty boy?
No, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was. And Dave?
Yeah, great. Unfortunately, I won't be there either because I'm otherwise engaged, but I hope you have a really good turnout, and it's a great gig.
It always is a great gig at the Jolly Brewer. It's one of our favourite places in the whole world to play.
Oh, excellent.
It's a great crowd, and it's a great pub, and we love supporting the great British pub.
I can't believe Andrew sort of kept you to one side then for such a long time before saying, actually, you should do the midweek drive, because clearly, Toby, you know, you should have been brought to our attention sooner.
You're too kind, Alex.
Well, it's very true. The website is extraordinary. You want an interesting website, I think we looked at TUT.com, Cameron Tilbury Publicity, RuralMediaInternational.com, World's Words and Countryside Live so far this evening, Ilana Rain, of course, .net, NimmingNed.com has to be seen to be believed, really. Bursts into colour.
Thank you, it does. And that's the idea. And the idea is that it's just trying to capture a little bit of what we do in the show. And our lead man, Chris Woods, who unfortunately can't be with us tonight, is a star, and you will really get a feel of exactly what the Neds are all about when you see Chris in action.
The Neds. Yeah. But obviously not real Nimming, because you wouldn't endorse that, because obviously impressionable people could be listening. You know, your son's listening, for instance.
Of
you don't want to say
no,
Nimming
that,
is an option for careers and such like.
You're correct. We wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah. Whole
those of us who listen to the Archers, having the rural theme earlier, we all know that Nimming at the moment is a hot topic on the Archers.
Very, very true. Exactly. We're going to find out what's coming up on the American Dream Team in a few moments, plus of course what's happening on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition. A few other things we've already had heaps of optimistic thoughts from Mike Dooley. I'm not sure we can actually take another one. We might slip in another one before the end. But Jodie, would you like to throw those last two questions at Toby from Nimming Ned?
Yes, Toby, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us this evening?
Fascinating. It's been a joy to talk to you all of you.
Excellent. And can we look forward to connecting with you in the very near future?
If you'd like to do that, then it would be our pleasure.
We would love to do that.
Great
stuff. We look forward to it.
Is it me? Is it you? Is it the time